Coach, it's a new day. If you carbon copied what you did last night, would that be a good way here tonight?
Like our last three, we've played really well in our last three games, and I've said before, I've liked 14 of our last 15, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Probably other than the game in Minnesota on the road, we wouldn't have had that big a discrepancy between what we gave up and what we got. But hey, that guy played well. So not enough to beat him and not enough to win the game.
What did Nikolai Ehlers do well last night? That's season-high 6 shots on goal for him.
Back skating. You know, I think that's where it all starts. He's got just great vision and he's got great hands. And it's not just as a shooter, you know. He passes the puck exceptionally well, hard, flat, on the tape. But all of it is driven by speed. All of it is driven by the space that he creates. And we need to have some patience with a young man at 19. You're not going to be able to skate like that every night. And but we're glad. I think, and again, maybe probably 3 of his last 4 games, he looks like he's back skating to the way he was early in the year.
How's he handle the peaks and valleys? Real
good body language on the young man. He's frustrated that the puck's not going in the net on a night like last night, sure, but it doesn't affect his mental attitude. I think we've got a really mentally strong young man that, as we say, he's working on the toughest part of his game is his age. He works on it every day, and he's going to get to that point. There's a guy who came in and then listens, plays well defensively. His offense is going to come. He's a good hockey player, but he's handled it very well.
Being in the toughest division in the NHL like you are, how do you strip that away from the thought process of your players? You know how difficult it is each every night to gain ground in a division that's going to have their 3 teams and likely the 2 wild cards. How do you try to clear their focus on what they need to do to be victorious?
Well, you focus on the game that's going to get played. That's the only thing that you can do. I know that's a standard cliche. There's nothing else. There's no standings meeting every morning to see where we're at. Everybody knows where we're at. The advantage that I think we even have maybe this year over last year is there's no bottom feeders in the Western Conference. And there's nobody sitting 15 games out that's thinking about whether they're drafted in the top 3 or not. And because of that, everybody's going to have their schedule. Our grind comes straight through to January 8th. I mean, we're going to be at 24 road games. We'll have played, after tonight, 8 sets of back-to-backs in less than 40 games, which is fine if you're in the East, but it's a little bit more of a challenge when you're living in Winnipeg. So we just need to be in striking distance when we get off the road and give ourselves a chance, because then we'll have the benefit that maybe other teams had in terms of some rest and schedule until we hit March 1st. I think that we're in a lot better shape than the standings look. I like the way our game is being played. We've been in some tough games and had some tough defeats lately, but we've played right, played hard.
In general, how difficult is it to win on the road?
Well, it seems pretty difficult for us right now. I'm not going to lie to you. We were a pretty solid road team last year. I think we hit a stretch of 5 games. We had a tough 8-day, 9-day stretch in November where we're... And that's about really the stretch of hockey that we didn't play particularly well. I don't know that it happened because we were on the road. Tough Central Division opponents on the road. And I do think that that's the road schedule prior, the first 4 sets of the back-to-back games on the road. I think it caught up with us a little bit on that stretch. After that, we played a heck of a road game in Edmonton. Our last 2 prior to that are into Chicago on back-to-back nights. And I like the way we played in those 2 as well. So... yeah, it's tough. I still think that the best place to find yourself is on the road. I mean, the best place to find that game, to build that camaraderie is on the road. It's hard when you suffer a defeat like last night because you got a lot of your top-end guys in there wondering how they didn't get that one by them. But that's what we're learning here as a young team, how to handle those things.
What do you think Buff and Trouba have played together in the
last 3? Like them. Like them an awful lot. I do. I like the rhythm that Jacobs got into. More minutes. We're using him on the power play and penalty kill, so he's playing in all situations. I think his game is picked up, and I'm happy with it. I like the way the deep pairings have been. I mean, we gave up, I would consider, 5 strong chances against last night, and probably got to 9 in total. The other 4 I wouldn't have worried a whole lot about. Our back end was pretty darn good.
You're looking forward to the break after tonight? I know you're focused on the game here right now, but just getting a little bit of a breather here?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I haven't thought about it much. I mean, I'd be a little unusual. The only concern I got is forgetting to turn off that alarm tomorrow morning. Sitting at 5 o'clock for a long time, damn time. So I'm going to make sure that I may send a text, make sure that thing gets turned off. But we'll enjoy our rest. We need it. But I expect us to be good in here tonight. We're on back-to-back, but we've had some rest. We should have good legs here tonight.
What are you hoping to see from Hutchinson tonight?
Oh, the puck. In his glove. On his pads. It was a good intro for him to come in. We give up 10 shots after, I think, that he came in, and I'd say 6 or 7 of them he had a pretty good angle on. He's played well for us at the start of the year. He was great for us last year. He's sat and watched for a while, so he's going to have the fire burning in here tonight. I want to see him handle that well and throw in a real big game.
Did you have to say much to Connor after calling him yesterday?
No. No. There's no need. He's played really, really well. 2 of the 3. I mean, the one's a deflection. Those happen on goalies. He's not getting... he might. If he's getting one of the other two, it's on luck more than anything else. He's played well.
Any lineup changes
or... We'll see.